Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
All right, Jennifer writes, the Immaculate Conception was actually the day Mary was conceived. They say she was conceived without original sin. That is why it is considered immaculate, like your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to
say
that
straight. We have a lot of sin on this show.
She laid it on thick there at the end.
We have a lot of sin on this show. A lot of sin.
A lot of it's not original either.
Anybody have Clarence? No. Right.
Not much of the show is original, actually.
Actor Clarence Gilliard Jr., Texas Ranger, Texas Walker Ranger, whatever the show was called. Die Hard. I remember him on Die Hard. He's a bad guy. Died at 66.
What was the last name?
Gilliard. G-I-L-Y-A-R-D. Yeah. Clarence Gilliard.
Let's see here.
66.
Does it list a cause?
No, it didn't. But, you know, the Deadpool people are freaks, except for Nick. Yeah. He was in Top Gun, too, by the way.
I do not see him.
Top Gun, that got him his role in Die Hard. Yeah, I recognize him. He was one of the criminals in Die Hard, one of the gang that took over, you know.
Oh, yeah, I do recognize
that
guy.
Yeah, I do, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he one of the main sidekicks in Walker, Texas Ranger?
Yeah, he was that guy, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I recognize the
dude.
Yeah.
I never really saw that show much, except for when, remember when Conan used to have that lever? Giant lever that would just go right to Walker, Texas
Ranger.
Right,
yeah.
Oh yeah, he was the dude. He replaced Goose in the back seat with Maverick, Maverick had to tell him that he would fire when he is goddamn good and ready.
That's right.
Remember
in Top Gun, the original.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody had him.
No, nobody had him.
LD's getting the new game ready to go for you ghouls.
Apparently, in the middle of the night.
Yeah. He texts Push in the middle of the night
when he does his best work.
I basically just said, you up. I'm naked. You up. I miss LD, man. We should bring him in on a Friday, man. I haven't seen him in years, man. Really, I haven't seen him physically. I think I saw him physically at a fireworks stand.
Shocking.
The year of the actual COVID.
No, he was up here last year.
When I stopped in?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we opened up the game for 2022.
Bring him up on Friday mornings again. LD,
that's something to show.
LD, you know? You up. I just haven't run into him, you know?
You don't run in the same nudist circles he does.
No.
No, you flop around.
You had me at nudist circle. Yeah. You're in the middle of that usually, puss. I like that. But LD's great on Twitter, man. Follow LD on Twitter. Yeah.
All right. I ran across this little piece. Because it seems to be an issue at home these days about how you split up the chores, the household chores.
Should
apparently, I don't do much.
Is that what you're told?
That's the information I'm receiving.
Uh-huh.
Is I really? But I like to think that I do stuff. But when I think about it, I really don't.
You don't do
much.
Do stuff.
You're pointing out turds.
No,
he's not an advanced turd scout anymore.
I don't even do that anymore.
Oh, well, I guess you're not doing much then.
No, I mean, I'll put my dishes in the dishwasher.
Do you start it?
Oh, yeah, on occasion. Sometimes.
On occasion.
Sometimes. On occasion, I will empty it.
Okay. That's pretty much what I do. I do a lot of laundry. My laundry. I do all my laundry. I'll throw the towels in when I see towels laying around. And once in a while, I'll grab some of Ryder's crap.
I would be happy to do that, but apparently I don't do laundry correctly.
That's not true. You could do laundry.
I know.
Laundry is just laundry. Unless you've got some special 90s you don't want screwed up.
Put everything in and wash it on cold.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's always been where I've screwed laundry up. Is like, oh, this isn't supposed to be dried.
No, in this day and age, you can't screw up laundry now. So I think that's a lie.
No, there are some things I've been told, like my
certain things,
some work clothes that my wife has, you know, sweaters, things like that.
He could do all his stuff by himself.
Well, and that's the thing. Todd, just do your own laundry.
That's what I mean. That's what I do.
I do my own laundry. Right. She does hers. Everybody takes care of their own. You know, that way, if you screw something up, it's just your clothes you're
ruining. I'll propose that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do yours.
Yeah, just do your own laundry. Yeah. My wife's never done my laundry.
I like that proposal. Yeah, I'm not doing much. What if I do half the laundry?
Well, again, then if he screws something up, it's only his clothes he's ruining.
Well, yeah. T-shirts.
And it's
jeans,
hard to ruin his clothes. You see what he dresses
in.
Yeah,
like all of us for that matter.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, we don't wear fancy stuff here.
No.
I mean, I pay all the bills.
That's
something.
That's the answer, man. And I hate to say that out loud, but I just did. What time is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still safe.
It's hard to say that when it's not true.
All puss, that's right.
I mean, I actually go online and pay the bills.
My wife does
but
work.
The money doesn't mostly come from me.
My wife does work, and her paycheck is teachers get paid once a month, by the way.
Is that right?
Ooh.
That's no, weird. No. Yeah. Yeah. In her school district. Yeah.
And is that 9 paychecks a year, or do they stretch it out over the entire year?
She's
do you get a paycheck in the summer?
She's a TA, so if you're a real teacher, I shouldn't say real teacher, but if you're a certified teacher.
Yeah, you better back that one up real quick.
From what I know about teachers, and my nephew is that you can choose either one of those, 9 or 12, right?
Because I've got friends who teach tickets, but she doesn't get checks throughout the year.
Yeah, so, I would think not getting a check at all for 3 months would suck. Well,
especially when you're off work and you know.
Well, once a month.
To go to the lake
unless
or something.
You're,
I could never.
Able to save.
Good luck.
Yeah, I could never.
But I don't have that discipline.
I couldn't handle once a month.
No.
No.
You'd be. A lot of people be broke after whatever. So, yeah, I use her paycheck for some bills. So, yeah, she does pay some things. But the majority, of course, you know, is my paycheck.
I think there's some places that are going now. You can have the option of getting paid once a week.
Yeah.
Every Friday, there's that week's paycheck.
There's an option?
I think I've read some stories about how some places are offering that up now.
Yeah, go daily.
Yeah. Walk out the door. Yeah.
Pay me out at 5 o'clock every day, man. Yeah.
Well, most jobs suck, too. Would it be nice to be like, hey, well, you were here to earn money. Here's the money.
Yeah.
So you don't do much.
Radio tales back in the day where a guy would do a show and get a check right afterwards.
I don't know how
true it was.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's weird.
That's how my weekends work. It's great. Right. I could never go back to waiting at two weeks for a paycheck.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you get paid right on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, after the weekend's over.
Yeah.
Is that generally
when you
check?
So why did it come up?
Oh, this has been an ongoing discussion.
For like 20 years, right?
Yeah, about that.
Ish. Ish.
About that. Now, when she leaves for days at a time, I take care of the dogs, and I pretty much take care of everything. I go to the store. I cook for myself.
There you go.
Are there dishes in the sink when she comes home?
No. I try to make it look
your crap laying
clean.
Everywhere.
I try to go tidy up a little bit.
Yeah.
I
try to round up the errant bullets.
Yeah.
5 minutes before she gets back?
No, generally, I keep up.
I clean the my sink. I try to keep that, well, I don't do it that often, but I do. I try to keep that clean. But when it comes to bathrooms, she cleans. She's the one cleaning the toilets. I don't do any of that, you know. So I should feel bad about that.
Two sinks,
I don't
and
either.
One of them is dedicated to whiskers.
That's how it works at our house.
I got to use a different sink for the whiskers.
Yeah.
No.
I have one
sink. There's my sink and her sink.
Her sink. Yeah. My sink.
There's two sinks, and we each have one.
Right.
Yeah, plus you're kind of lucky with that because you don't have whiskers anywhere.
Right.
I mean, once a week or so. You know, it does happen.
Nobody's ever saying whose whiskers are these at Puss's house.
No, I was recently talking to...
You live with two women and a no-beard
I was recently
puss.
Talking to a friend of ours
Puss's
who...
Puss's pubes.
He's now recently unemployed and...
Oh, that's too bad.
Not quite retired, but
sounds
like he's...
Okay.
He's not really looking.
About ready to go, yeah.
Yeah, but his wife still works.
Okay.
I was talking to him recently, and he said, about every, 8 or 10 days or so, he likes to just, vacuum or something just to make, so she comes home and goes, oh, he did something.
Oh, I got it.
You know?
Problem is when you do something, you're not allowed to say it.
No.
Like my wife will say to me, what'd you do? I emptied the dishwasher. Well,
right, you can't announce it proudly.
You're not supposed to say it. You're not supposed to say it.
No. No, but just some evidence.
And I do say it proudly. I emptied the dishwasher.
Well, so my wife has never announced anything that she's done.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's why if I bring anything up, like she's done all this stuff for years and never once been like,
that could be the reason. I never even thought about that, Nick. That's exactly why.
Because they don't announce when they've done a bunch of chores.
All right.
Yeah, once in a while, I run the vacuum.
I wash my own balls.
Yeah, my room, because dog hair.
Doing everybody a favor.
My area is the bottom floor, and that's eventually where all the dog hair collects. So once in a while, I'll run a vacuum over my space.
I would think the dog hair is a continuing and never-ending battle at your house.
With four dogs running around.
Absolutely. That many dogs?
All right.
Do you ever conquer that?
Like, oh, no.
No,
there's never no hair.
Right.
Right. Because the minute you suck up all the hair, there's hair falling out.
Right.
Just that hair.
And they're longer haired dogs, so it's a lot of hair.
Oh, yeah. They tend to shed.
My wife and I all disagree on the frequency of how often something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, the lawn needs mowed. I'm like, well, yeah, in like 8 days.
Right.
Or if you're like, oh, she'll vacuum like 3 times a week. Right. And I'm like, we can probably do that.
Yeah.
Once. But
now they suggest,
I've got to find something else to do now that the lawn mowing season is over.
It is not over, right?
That you make a list, but you know that sounds like a chore in and of itself.
A list?
How about just do whatever needs
make
to
the
be
list?
Done?
Well, here's the problem. She has tasked me with, why don't you take care of the cleaning out the once a month the furnace filters, and the water softener.
Oh.
Drop a few pellets in the water softener, and I can't seem to remember.
Why do you clean the furnace
once
a month?
That's something you could set a reminder, like a monthly reminder on your phone.
That's what I do with that, especially the furnace, because we got the furnace filter that's every 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bigger one.
Yeah, I have a big
one. So I just have to make a reminder in my phone
ours
for
is every 6 months.
6 months down the road to change that thing.
Okay, I suppose I could do something like that.
Or you could just pay the bills like you do and relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm trying to help you out here.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Yeah, it is.
No, what you just said did not help.
I know it didn't. I'm projecting.
Yeah, I take care of all the outside stuff, like the mowing of the lawn.
Yeah, the guy does that.
All that. Yeah. You know,
I take care of that, too. I pay him.
Well, there's a couple of bushes that need to be trimmed like once a month or so through the summer because they get, you know, so I take care of all that.
We got a guy.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So a lot of times I'll try to talk my wife out of the extra stuff of the yard.
Right.
She'll be like, do you think this landscaping? I'm like, I think it's just fine.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Just like this.
No, I've had those conversations, too, where we should do this out in the yard. It's like, who's going to take care of that? Because it's not going to be me.
As you're pointing to your crotch.
Right.
Who's going to take care of that?
Yeah.
That often works it around the house.
If I'm around and a mousetrap goes off, I'm responsible for the mouse disposal.
Oh, I saw your wife. Yeah. My wife saw it on Facebook. What happened to you? Your roof exploded, right?
Oh, long story.
Okay. All right.
Your roof exploded?
Yeah. No. There's a hole. He has a big hole in his door.
There was a little leaking coming on in the kitchen.
Oh,
yeah,
that sucks.
Somebody might have spilled something at a vent the floor above.
Was it?
Which is actually best case scenario.
It wasn't
a toilet leaking or a shower leaking.
Oh, good. It wasn't.
Yeah, that could have been lots of money.
Yeah, but
somebody drunk peed in a vent?
No.
Boogie has to be the prime suspect here.
Is he?
Different story.
All right.
Somebody might have been cleaning upstairs and spilled a bucket.
Oh, so what you?
Fell into
you
the
were
vent.
Cleaning.
It wasn't you. All right.
Fell into the vent and then went to
She posted on Facebook and I didn't know what happened.
The air ducts, and there was one part of the air duct where it started leaking through.
I thought when I saw it too, what'd Todd do? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'll find out tomorrow morning.
if cleaning roof, guns again and shooting the ceiling.
If the roof explodes, I assume it's Todd's fault.
No, it was just the ceiling in the kitchen.
Yeah, he was just shooting.
See, that's what happens when I get my information from Tyler.
Yeah.
The roof exploded.
Well, it was a big hole in the kitchen. I saw it on Facebook last night. My wife wanted
it. Yeah, plumber guy had to cut the drywall.
Oh,
got the ceiling
sucks.
Open to get at the ductwork.
All right. Yeah. And you can't do that. That's a plumber deal, man. Let up the experts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
certainly
what keeps the economy going.
And then
going.
A drywall guy.
Yeah, and a drywall guy.
Yeah, I do none of that.
But that wasn't your fault, right? Well, you got that going for you.
Oh, yeah.
I like when stuff's not my fault, you know? Very rare around the house, but, you know, not my fault.
Yeah, they can usually be traced back.
Sometimes.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you made the mess I was cleaning up.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? Then it is your fault.
See, I'd have to, in my house, something like that, I'd be like, well, we can figure out somebody. We know a guy who knows drywall. Why don't you guys work on that?
Right.
I'm like, no, because I'm not drywall guy.
No.
I think what I should do is take a picture of the Christmas lights I just hung up on the house and be like, see how these suck?
Right.
Like, this is why I shouldn't be doing anything.
Do you make the bed? Like, after you take your nap?
Oh.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
see, sometimes I do that.
Why?
All right.
You're just going to get back in it like 8 hours later.
Because she likes that.
Oh, see,
and I don't mind.
And you pay the bills.
Right. Doesn't take but a minute.
Right.
Yeah, there's nobody in our house.
Don't brag about it, but you're just pulling a bed up, you know.
Nobody in our house cares about making beds.
My wife will make the beds on the weekend sometimes, yeah, you know.
I've never understood the concept of making. Do you have company in the bedroom?
They have
at some point.
I've read it's about. I don't do it myself.
It's a mental thing.
It's about getting your day started, and it's there's a theory behind it, and I probably agree with it. I just have never done it myself.
Well, there's still somebody sleeping in the bed when I get up.
No, I can't do it either. I'm not talking about
after the nap.
That would be messed up.
After the nap, and you're right. I've heard the same thing. It's kind of a way of organizing your day.
People do that.
You start with that, and then you know everything else falls into place.
Right.
See, that's where the separate blanket thing doesn't work because I could make my side of the bed.
Well, you have to do anything in the morning. Push. She's laying there.
But I mean, even after my nap. After my nap, if I wanted, I could make my half of the bed, but then the other half would still be unmade, and I'm not going to mess around with that. That's her side of the bed.
So it's like, I think it's nicer to getting in, when it's time to go to bed, getting into a bed that's made.
I like that, too. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't happen. Yeah, I like that. Especially when there's new sheets.
Yeah.
With no all over them, you know.
And that never lasts long.
No, it doesn't.
Well, whose fault is the...
But me, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
When I was single, I never made the bed.
Oh, no. And they're all over those sheets.
I still don't make that. I mean, because I'm not a top sheet guy. I just give me the blanket.
Of course you're not.
Oh, you have a sheet at all?
No. Just the fitted sheet and then a blanket.
He's bottom all the way around.
Right. He likes the power bottom sheet.
Yeah.
I find a top sheet to be useless.
Oh, no. It feels comfortable on the sheet. It cools you off, man.
See, our bed, we just have a comforter.
You can see semen more in sheets than you can a blanket.
I'll take your word for that.
Now I know why you're doing it.
I'll take your word for
that. Now I know exactly why you're doing that. You can't see semen in a big comforter as much as you can on a sheet.
You've practiced this excuse, haven't you?
Well, I use a sheet still. I probably should just go to the blanket like you do.
That our bed, we just use a comforter.
Yeah.
So it's only like folding one blanket. If that bed's not made, you're like, wait, we could just fold this one thing.
We are not helpful. Not helpful.
Well, I'll do that. In our house, it's just whoever gets out of bed last does that.
Now, we're talking to a lot of guys, and we are their guy talk. There are some guys that listen to the show, a lot of them, actually. We get emails from these dudes that are stay-at-home dads, and they take care of their kids. The wife has a better job.
Right.
So
they do a lot of the household chores.
To be at home and not work and arrange your day where you're doing stuff around the house and working, like the old traditional old school housewife. I hate to use that term, but now the house husband does that. That must be tough to get involved with that, to figure that.
To get into a rhythm.
A rhythm, right. Because the rhythm for a lot of us would be the couch for TV till noon.
For hours.
Right.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a house husband. Hey, that's it. I don't know what that means. Stay-at-home dad, I should say. And you take your kids to school. And you do have free
kept
time.
Kept man?
Yeah.
Is that better?
No, you're still, there are guys that, you know.
Trophy husband?
The woman makes more money, and we know how much daycare costs. Everybody does. So the guy stays
at home. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would be scrambling to get the kids two meals and a snack and clean up in the 10 minutes before my wife got home from work.
Then I need some rest.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that the cleaning of the kitchen is my area. When the kitchen, because
you're the one that messes it up, right?
Well, yeah, generally. Yeah.
After you're making waffles.
But like we a few years ago, we went to a gas stove instead of the glass top electric, you know. And the gas stove, you got to break that thing down.
Oh, I have a glass
into
stove, yeah.
into 100 different pieces to really get in there and clean it.
Oh, you must make a mess. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because it's got the burner and the grate. Yeah, crap gets down there, you know. But like, and then cleaning the stainless and the stone countertops and stuff, you know, that's all me.
All right.
I wonder how this breaks down for same-sex couples.
Oh, good point.
It's like for lot of like, there's, you know,
Did your dad live with that dude? The guy who went for a while?
Yeah. Has he coexisted with other men?
No, I don't think he has.
Okay, all right.
But you know, there's decades long gender defined roles
right.
between men and women. Yeah. But there's not that,
and lesbian couples for that matter too. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I think our agent,
they probably just hang around and kiss each other a lot.
Our agent guy is the breadwinner and traveling a lot, and I think his husband takes care of all the household chores.
Yeah, and he pays the bills.
Right, kind of runs the house. Yeah.
Well, you pay the bills.
Yeah. No, no.
No.
He gets more, what we pay? Oh,
you
yeah.
pay some
yeah.
of his bills.
Oh, I do. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You help.
But a lot of guys pay more.
Make a couple car payments for him,
maybe.
Yeah. Easily.
Here and there.
Easily. Yeah. Yeah.
But we get a box of chocolates at the end of the year.
Oh, that makes it worth
That's
it.
That's nice.
From Bozeman.
We'll take that call.
Montana?
You guys just kiss all day. Hot lesbians, you just kiss all day.
When I don't know Montana.
There's probably not
chocolates.
Time to do much else.
No, I would think you just, if you're both hot women, you're going to go. Why are we doing anything but laying here?
Yeah. That laundry's piling up. Well, yeah, but if we do that, then we can't make out.
Sorry, ladies. That's how we think.
We're piling up, too.
We know it's wrong, but everybody's thinking that. All right. How do you guys get anything done? I'm not going to ask Fortune Feimster that. She's obviously a married woman. Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's pictures of her and her wife all over social media. We talked to her about that.
Oh, well, let's ask her about the household chores.
No, we're not going to do that.
And how they split them up.
I'm guessing Fortune pays the bills.
How same-sex couples do it.
Yeah.
Well, she's also
she's Tory.
A comic on the road
right,
a lot. So,
right.
you know, that throws another whole
dimension
into it.
I remember she telling us her wife was a teacher when they met.
And she probably does pretty well, so maybe they have somebody to come and clean the place up.
Right. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah. Like a hot 22-year-old chick clean your house.
I don't care if it's a 400-pound dude. Just somebody
that's stuck to the
Just
whatever you're into, Nick.
Because I think you can hire those chicks to clean your house naked. But I don't know how good a job they really do.
The house husband just hires a naked cleaning. You know,
cleaned again.
Yeah,
you're dirty in something just as they're getting cleaned.
Well, the naked maids, they have those, but I think that's just, would you make the, what if she just like in the, okay, go in and clean the bathroom, and she's in there naked cleaning the bathroom, you stand in the doorway looking at her?
Yeah.
I don't think
they actually clean much. I think
they dance.
You're
for
hanging
you.
Around with another envelope.
Right. Yeah. They dance.
Yeah.
And then you've got to pay the actual cleaning lady.
Right.
Right, because nothing got done.
No, not a damn thing.
To clean off your sheets because there's
she showed up with a feather duster.
Right now.
I've always the thought of a cleaning lady. Then it's like, really, you know what? Some stranger just traipsing through your bedroom cleaning up your crap. It seems like weird to me.
I think so, but I think
a lot of people do it.
You have a lot of money, you would do that in a heartbeat.
I guess.
A heartbeat.
But just the stuff that sucks. Like,
right. No, that would clean my whole house. If I was a rich man, I would have somebody clean my whole house.
Oh, totally.
Right. By the way, a lot of single guys that have a couple bucks that don't, they hire them once a month, deep clean the whole place. You know, I see those maids everywhere, you know?
Well, yeah, because you can't have, if you're a single dude, that'd be worth it. You can't have like a girl you bring over going into your pube town bathroom.
No, you're right.
You want to go to pube town, baby?
Yeah. You're right. You ain't getting laid if she steps in pube town.
No. And you don't want to clean that?
No, you don't. Yeah. You just tell the maid to clean the pube town.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry about the extra pubes.
Sorry about pube town. Right.
And that'd be the bathroom in general? Or just the shower and toilet?
Could be the whole house.
Wherever they collect.
Look how hairy you are. Mm-hmm. You know?
You're a single guy. Pube town is wherever you are.
That's right. Is that a nut-free counter? Fortune Feimster later on this morning. Next break, actually.
Yeah, in
come
the next
back.
Segment.
Come on back. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.